Realizing at long last that all was in vain and already mentally exhausted, a great cry arose from my uncle's breast as he threw himself on the ground and wailed. Full of sadness and within sight of his birthplace, my uncle cried in anguish, "Let me at least have something of my village to take back. If not its soil, give me at least a cutting from my old orchard." Witnessing his pain, my uncle's best friend and a few others morosely walked back to the village. They brought back two small pomegranate saplings wrapped in cloth, with some wet soil to keep them moist for the journey back to his new village. An almighty dirge followed as everyone, with tears in their eyes, scrambled to hug him. My uncle and his friends slowly walked to the border, that line, that blood-soaked line, drawn in the sand by an Englishman on a quick visit to India and who had never visited Punjab, taking one last longing look at his birthplace that he had come so close to visiting, and clutching the saplings with all the tenderness of carrying a newborn child, my uncle crossed the border with a heavy heart. He took the saplings back and planted one at his own newly laid orchard and the other one in the courtyard of his house in his village Bassi. This was the pomegranate tree that exercised such fascination throughout my childhood. And finally, perhaps the permanence of that great and violent division, the much more emotionally charged word Batwara in Punjabi, sank in. He changed his surname from that of his birthplace, as was, and in many ways still is, the custom in Punjab, to that of his new village, where he lived out the rest of his days. Trying perhaps to recreate his family's lost glory, my uncle acquired a reputation as a great philanthropist, using much of his wealth to build schools and hospitals in the area.